Welcome. I am Pastor Brian, the pre-interim pastor at Elim Lutheran Church in Petaluma, California. I've heard myself referred to as the pre-interim pastor. When a congregation is between pastors, they hope to get an interim pastor until they get their regular full-time pastor, their new one. Before they get their interim pastor, they get a pre-interim pastor, I guess. And that's me, Pastor Brian, the pre-interim pastor at Elim. I'm delighted to be here and serving this congregation during this time, which is certainly unique. This service is recorded for Sunday, March 29th, the fifth Sunday of the Lenten season, as we move toward Easter together. The Bible readings come from Psalms and from the Gospel of Mark, and the theme, somewhat ironically, is the end of the age, the end of the world. And that may be a little bit too close to home for some of us these days, but we listen in our worship for God's presence and comfort in whatever our situation, and the gospel will always speak to us of grace and hope. Before we begin with our opening song, I invite our congregational president, Roger Davis, to say a few words to the community of faith at Elim, perhaps give a few announcements about what's coming down the pike for us.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. This is our second Sunday where we are hosting our church services online for you to worship. How long this will last is anyone's guess, but I would expect that our services will be performed in this manner or similar manner for the next few weeks. It is likely that we will still be sheltering in place through Easter. This is unfortunate. However, it has been suggested to me by our assisting bishop to hold our Easter celebration when we are allowed to return to normal services. I think this is a good idea, and the leadership team will discuss this at our next meeting. Our office is closed, but our staff is working from home and still able to receive calls, so if you have any questions or in need of support, then please call or email. Our preschool is also closed for the foreseeable future. At present, the only church activity that is continuing as before is the Westside Pantry on Thursday, as this is considered an essential function. The food pantry would normally be hosted by St. Vincent's, but they will not be able to host this week, so Elim will be hosting. If you are able to volunteer for this Thursday, then please come to the church parking lot by 4:30. As I mentioned last Sunday, please remember to support each other during these challenging times. Give a call, email, or send a card to your friends to see how they're doing. Our doors are closed, but we can still offer each other our fellowship via these methods. Also, even though our doors are closed, our church is still operating and your financial support is still needed. You can donate online using our website. If you have not signed up for Tithely, then please consider using this service. Standard email is another way to help. Your support here is truly appreciated. Thank you.
Praise Him.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Let us pray. O Lord, no one on earth knows the hour of your return. Only keep us watchful and awake, that we might always be at work in your kingdom for the sake of Jesus. Amen. The first reading from Scripture today is a reading from the book of Psalms. But you, O Lord, are enthroned forever. Your name endures to all generations. You will rise up and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to favor it. The appointed time has come. For your servants hold its stones dear and have pity on its dust. The nations will fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. For the Lord will build up Zion. He will appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and will not despise their prayer. This is the word of the Lord. The gospel reading for the day is a reading from the gospel according to St. Mark. As he came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to Jesus, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." And Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us when this will be, and what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs. But in those days after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the heavens, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heaven. From the fig tree learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that hour or day, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It's like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake." This is the gospel of the Lord. Our sermon is entitled Signs of the Times. Signs of the Times. I missed church last Sunday. Didn't go. We got up, showered, and dressed as though we were going to church, but we didn't go. We put a big pot roast in the oven with potatoes and carrots and onions and peppers like my mother used to do on Sunday mornings before we went to church when we were kids. We put the roast in the oven and set it on low last Sunday, but we didn't go to church. Didn't go anywhere. You probably didn't either. I can count on one hand the Sundays that I have missed church in the last 30 years and more. Missed it last Sunday, though. We'll miss it next Sunday, too. Probably miss it Easter Sunday. And that's a first. Signs of the times. Went to the grocery store at 6 a.m. last Tuesday. Sign of the times. Food Max on Stony Point and Sebastopol Roads, about a mile from our house in Santa Rosa. First hour reserved for seniors and the disabled. I'm a senior. I got to the store a few minutes early. I had heard that Oliver's Market had been mobbed by seniors several days earlier when they had a seniors-only morning. Food Max was not mobbed last Tuesday. Two old homeless guys and a wary-looking Hispanic grandma waited in the pre-dawn with me at the door for the store to open. "No toilet paper," one of the homeless guys informed me, seeming to suggest that I might as well just turn around and head back home. I smiled and shrugged my shoulders. "Signs of the times," I said. I was looking for milk, eggs, and a little fresh produce. Food Max didn't have any eggs, but I got the other stuff. Today's Bible reading finds Jesus in the great city of Jerusalem the week of his crucifixion. He has been stirring up trouble there, trouble for himself, teaching and telling parables directed squarely at the religious leaders of the day and seemingly purposed to intentionally aggravate the very ones who would have him executed before the week was up. Privately, he warns his disciples to keep awake, to remain watchful, to note the signs of the times, and to be ready at any time for the culmination of all time, for the first and final reckoning before the returning Master. Signs of the times. Nation will rise up against nation. Earthquake, famine, terrible plagues. "You do not know," Jesus says, "when what is going to happen is going to happen. So be ready, be watching, keep an eye on the signs of the times." Are you keeping an eye on the signs of the times these days? What are the signs of the times that you are seeing, that you are noticing these days? What are the signs of the times telling you? What are they telling us as Christian people, as followers of Jesus? 2 weeks before a very different kind of Easter for most of us. Our almost 11-month-old granddaughter, Olivia, wakes up from her morning nap, 10:30, 10:45 a.m. She and her siblings hang out at our place these mornings, since life as we know it shut most everything down. They hang out at our place so that their parents can work from home for a few hours without distraction. That, in any case, is what they tell us they are doing while we have their kids. When Olivia gets up from her nap, I close the iPad that 4-year-old Emmett and I have been using to read books and play video games on together for the past hour or so, and I get the child carrier backpack from behind my office door in preparation for my now daily routine walks with my granddaughter. She rides in the pack, her breath on the back of my neck. And as we walk for a mile around the neighborhood, I notice some of the signs of the times. There are more cars in the neighborhood than usual, in the driveways and parked at the curbs. People are at home, as though every day were a weekend or a holiday. It's a sign of the times. When we meet somebody along the way, a neighbor we've never really met before, they step off the sidewalk or cross over to the other side of the street as though trying to avoid us. But then they almost always smile and wave at us from that distance, and they call out to us, "How are you guys doing?" they ask. And they ask it as though they really mean it. I say, "We're doing fine so far. How about you?" It's a sign of the times, these kinds of exchanges. What does it mean? Part of our walk takes us down Occidental Road behind our house and fronting Highway 12. It's always noisy from the freeway in our backyard, but not so much nowadays. Not so much traffic whizzing by nowadays. It's a sign of the times. The air is a little cleaner. It's a little quieter. I have to duck as we walk down one section of the sidewalk because The blossoms on the trees have made the branches heavy, and they hang down to where they'll brush our heads as we walk under Olivia's and mine. It's a sign of the times. Spring. Returning life. What does it mean? Hope? What signs are you seeing these days? What are they telling you? What message are they whispering? The signs of these times remind me that we are all of us connected to one another. What happens to one affects us all. We are brothers and sisters of the same God. The signs of these times remind me that for all which divides us, there is more that ties us together as a single human family, a single world where all living things, all creation, we are all connected and somehow dependent upon one another. The signs of these times remind me that Good Friday comes before Easter, that winter comes before spring, and that sorrow and joy live together, side by side. I see around me signs of fear, signs of worry and anxiety, signs of anger. I also see signs of spring, blossoms brushing my hair, my granddaughter's breath warm on the back of my neck, my grandson leaning heavy into me as we imagine ourselves into other worlds, the smell of a Sunday pot roast, and new ways of doing and being church while the church doors are closed. I see signs of Good Friday a lot these days. But I live, as do all we Christians, with the hope and the promise of Easter, by the power of God's grace and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Amen. Perfect. In the words of the Apostles' Creed, we confess our common Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us bow our heads in prayer. We pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. There are many who claim to have special knowledge of your plan to redeem the earth, O Lord. Do not let us be led astray. Keep us focused instead upon all the ways you are calling us to live out our discipleship here and now. Eternal God, hear our prayer. We take our clues from nature to know what season it is. May we be as keenly aware of other people, and when the time is right, to share your word and mediate your grace and love to them. Eternal God, hear our prayer. Come to our aid as the coronavirus spreads globally. Heal those who are sick. Support and protect their families and friends from being infected. Eternal God, hear our prayer. We ask your healing power upon all those who are dealing with addictions and impulses difficult to control. Send your spirit also to those whom we know are suffering, especially Karen, Robin, Ruth, Mercedes, Karen, Sue, Sigrun, Shirley, Jean, Nancy, Christina, Irene, Diane, Pat, Eleanor, Doreen, Richard, and those we name silently or aloud before you now. May they know that their lives are in your ever-healing hands. Eternal God, hear our prayer. Strengthen and encourage those in public health services and in the medical profession, caregivers, nurses, attendants, doctors, all who commit themselves to caring for the sick and their families. Eternal God, hear our prayer. God bless all those celebrating birthdays, anniversaries, and celebrations of all kinds this week. Fill our hearts with love and acceptance. Eternal God, hear our prayer. Bless all for whom we pray this day, and keep us alert to the ways you are working in the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Each little flower that opens.
The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious to us. The Lord look upon us with favor and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for being with us virtually and spiritually. If you would like to support the ministries of Elim Lutheran Church, you can send donations to the church. There's a way to donate electronically. You can find information about that on the church website. Again, thank you for being with us for this worship experience, and we pray that it has been an enrichment to you. And now let us go in peace to serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.